Funtown, USA. Dr. King now relates an experience, bemoaning the injustice of bigotry upon the heart of a little Negro child. He explains the evils of segregation to his daughter of adolescent age.
My little daughter loves to ride to the airport with me. She says to me so often, "Daddy, you just go over and over and over again." And so one of the ways she consoles herself in the fact that her daddy has to be away so much is to ride to the airport whenever I'm going in or coming back into town or going out of town. And she can do it if she isn't in school. And as we pass on the expressway going to the airport in Atlanta, we pass by what is known as Funtown. Now, this is an amusement center where little children go to play and where they go for recreation, something like Disneyland and something like the very fine amusement centers across the country for young people. And as we pass Funtown so often in the car, she would look over to me and say, "Daddy, I want to go to Funtown." Well, I could always evade the question when we were going by in the automobile because we were passing by and I could jump to another subject. And I didn't want to have to tell my little daughter that she couldn't go to Funtown because of the color of her skin. But then the other day we were at home, and like most children, she likes to look at television, and she was looking at television and they were advertising Funtown, and she ran downstairs and said, "Daddy, you know I've been telling you I want to go to Funtown, and they were just talking about Funtown on the television, and I want you to take me to Funtown." And oh, I stood there speechless. How could I explain to a little 6-year-old girl that she couldn't go to Funtown because she was colored? I had been speaking across the country talking about segregation and discrimination, and I thought I could answer most of the questions that came up, but I was speechless for the moment. I didn't know how to explain it. Then I said to myself, I've got to face this problem once and for all. And I took her and called over. My wife was sitting on the other side of the table, and I took my little daughter and told her to have a seat on my knees. And she jumped up in my lap, and I looked at her and I said, "Yolanda, we have a problem." I said, "You know, some people don't do the right things, and they are misguided. And so they have developed a system where white people go certain places and colored people go certain places. And I said they have Funtown like that so that they don't allow colored children to go to Funtown." And then I looked at her at that point because I didn't want her to develop a sense of bitterness. I didn't want her to grow up with a sense of hatred and bitterness in her heart. And so I had to rush on and say, "But now, all white people aren't like this. There are some white people right here in Atlanta who would like for you to go to Funtown. And there are some all over the country who are right on this issue. Still, there are those who have been misguided." Then I looked down into her eyes. And I said to her at that point, and I saw tears flowing from my eyes at that point, I said, "Yoki, even though you can't go to Funtown, I want you to know that you are as good as anybody who goes into Funtown." And I want you to know, Yoki, that some of us are working hard every day to get Funtown open and to get many other places open. And I say to you that in the not too distant future, Funtown and every other town will be open to all of God's children because we're going to work for it.